Module 6, Roles of an Effective Team Leader. High-performance teams require effective team leaders. A title is not enough to develop leadership. A leader must execute certain tasks well in order to inspire high performance. An effective leader will provide adequate training and constructive feedback. He or she will also create an environment of problem-solving and see mistakes as opportunities. Provides adequate training. An effective leader will always ensure that team members have adequate training. The needs of the team will determine what type of training should be given. There are three things to consider when providing employee training. Requests. Team members recognize when they need training. Employee reviews. Employee reviews will identify gaps in knowledge and the training necessary to move forward. Organizational changes. Changes in the organization will require employee training to address new roles and responsibilities. Timely constructive feedback. Feedback is necessary for any team setting. Effective leaders are able to provide feedback that is both timely and constructive. For feedback to be timely, it needs to address issues as they arise. Do not wait for meetings and reviews to address issues. Be careful not to act out of emotion, however. Wait until anger or other emotions have subsided before giving feedback. When providing feedback, it is necessary to be constructive. Making feedback constructive. Be specific and direct. Focus on facts, not feelings. Give feedback in person. Communicating electronically can lead to miscommunication. Manage tone. Avoid anger and sarcasm. Be professional but sincere. Focus on facts. Share what you have observed, not personal interpretation of facts. Be appreciative. Show appreciation in positive feedback. It is important that feedback focus on the positive. Even when addressing problems, do not dwell on the negative. Views mistakes as opportunities. An effective team leader is able to embrace mistakes and see them as opportunities. Mistakes are inevitable. The key to handling mistakes is learning from them. When team members understand that they will not be punished for every mistake they make, they will act boldly and take risks that can benefit the team. Leaders can help to cultivate this type of work environment by doing the following. Share mistakes with team members. Discuss ways to learn from mistakes. Make clear boundaries. Encourage experimentation. Environment of problem solving. A high-performance environment is one that encourages problem solving. But this environment requires effective leadership. The leader needs to do the following. Address problems immediately. Allowing problems to remain will only cause stress. They will not magically work themselves out. View problems realistically. Work with facts, not overwhelming and negative feelings. Be fair. Treat all team players equally and provide fair discipline when necessary. Choose a problem-solving approach. There are numerous methods to approach problem-solving. Choose one that works for you and encourage the team to do the same. Demonstrating this approach to problem-solving will encourage other team members to do the same. Case study. Jamie is frustrated by the way that Hank consistently sidetracks team meetings. Over the past few months, the frustration has only continued to build. She can hardly look at him when they are in the same room, but she has no choice but to interact with him since she is the team leader. Hank begins telling off-topic, personal anecdotes during one meeting, and it is the last straw. Jamie snaps at him, telling him that they will be able to end their meeting on time when Hank finally learns to stop chattering. The room goes silent, and Hank just stares at her.